Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The U.S. and South Korea are considering expanding joint military exercises around the Korean Peninsula. NPR's Asma Khalid reports that's one announcement from President Biden's visit to Seoul today.
These military exercises are something that former President Donald Trump had curtailed when he tried to pursue a friendship with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un. But President Biden is in Asia on a mission to restore traditional alliances with like-minded countries.
President Yoon and I committed to strengthening our close engagement and work together to take on challenges of regional security, including addressing the threat posed by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea.
Biden did not rule out the possibility of meeting North Korea's leader, but said it would depend on whether he was sincere and serious. The president's next stop is Tokyo, where he'll be launching a new economic framework for the region. Asma Khalid, NPR News, Seoul.
It was 1 week ago today that a gunman in Buffalo, New York, killed 10 people and hurt three others in what authorities call a racist and extremist attack. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports the day included tributes and a funeral.
The city of Buffalo honored the victims of the supermarket slaughter with a 123 seconds long moment of silence. During graduation day at Kinesis College, it was a diploma and a standing ovation for slain security guard Aaron Salter. The former Buffalo police officer had put getting a college degree on hold.
Kinesis College is proud to confer upon Aaron W. Salter, Jr., the degree of Bachelor of Arts posthumously.
His son accepted the award. In Syracuse, New York, mourners said their final goodbyes to 32-year-old Roberta Drury, saying she had a smile that could light up a room. Drury had moved to Buffalo 10 years ago to help an ailing brother. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Buffalo, New York.
The head of the U.S. Forest Service has paused all prescribed burning on federal land for the next 3 months. It's investigating its practices ahead of planned burns this fall. Matt Bloom from Colorado Public Radio reports.
The announcement comes about a month after a prescribed burn in New Mexico escaped its boundary and merged with a nearby wildfire. It's now currently the country's largest active blaze. Another much smaller fire on Colorado's western slope is being investigated for a connection to a recent burn. Caroline Kilbane is with the incident management team.
Whatever they determine the cause of the fire to be, that will certainly be announced to the public once they're able to make that determination.
The Forest Service maintains that prescribed burning is an overwhelmingly safe way to protect forests and communities. For NPR News, I'm Matt Bloom in Denver.
This is NPR News from Washington. Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has declared a state of emergency after a tornado hit her state yesterday. Officials say at least two people died, more than 40 people were injured. Perhaps the worst damage occurred in the city of Gaylord, about 230 miles northeast of Detroit. The Houston Zoo has begun vaccinating its animals against COVID-19. Houston Public Media's Haiwa Panjongwe reports.
After consulting numerous studies and researchers, the Houston Zoo says animals could potentially get the virus if an infected individual was less than 6 feet away from them. That's why they've started to administer the vaccine to some of their mammals. Here's Kevin Hodge, the vice president of animal programs, who says they only made this decision after consulting numerous research studies.
There was a study done on the animals that are most susceptible to getting it based on the ACE2 receptors. And from that, we started kind of developing a list of the animals at the zoo that we think would be the highest priority.
The zoo also adds that this vaccine is only available to zoo animals, not pets. I'm Haya Panjwani in Houston.
Russia is claiming complete victory over Ukraine's southern port city of Mariupol after a nearly three-month siege. Russian forces now appear to be focusing in the eastern Donbas region. In his nightly address, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said he expects extensive fighting in the days ahead, but believes the conflict ultimately will be resolved diplomatically. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.